Online Podcast 89, and Chai is purring. Can you hear? Hello, hello. Hey, this is John. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. This is John Ong. I forgot what I used to say it. Welcome, everyone. Duan duan dan buan buan. Now, for those of you who do not understand what duan duan dan buan buan means, duan duan dan buan buan means ladies and gentlemen in Malay. So, duan duan dan buan buan. How are you all doing? What a crazy week. It is Monday for you. I'm pre-recording the show. I shouldn't have told you that, but now that I have, I'm going to just tell you. It is actually Sunday evening for me. So you will be probably listening to this on your Monday morning ride to work, either in your car or on the subway, somewhere in the very metropolitan cities, unlike Kansas City, which doesn't have any form of good public transportation other than the bus. Anyway, so, okay, several things. Oh gosh, I just moved the microphone. Several things, listeners responds and going through emails since the show 88. The last show was actually pre-recorded on last Sunday. So actually it felt like it's been a week since I have actually done any recording. So we had Oh My Pod from ohmypod.net. Oh My Pod from ohmypod.net. We have Peter from ohmypod.net. And I also would like to, while we're on that subject of talking about Peter, I will play Peter's response. Peter's actually very good at responding using audio comment. Now, you are more than welcome to do the same thing. In fact, I love playing audio comment. I love getting audio comment either via your own whatever production it is that you have. You can record your audio comment right at your own computer and send that over to me to online@gmail.com, or you can also call my comment line. That would be the easiest if you're in the United States. The number is 206-888-JOHN. All these information that I mentioned on the show, you can also you can also find out at my website, of course, at onlinepodcast.com. Now, when you go to onlinepodcast.com, it's actually a referral, a URL forwarding that I'm using. So it's easier to remember onlinepodcast.com than trying to remember johnong.com/online. So some of you, if you go to my website, if you type in onlinepodcast.com, you actually see that it refers you to johnong.com/online. That's the actual URL of mine. But, you know, since onlinepodcast.com is easier to remember, I decided to go with that. You will also find out if you just go to johnong.com, you can visit several segments on my website. This is my personal website, somewhat semi-professional, because my singing, I also sing semi-professionally. My singing rate is there, and how to contact what kind of style of singing, what my voice type and all that is also on the website. You can go to johnong.com and click on the singing tab and actually go find out about my singing stuff. Squeaking is Bruce walking upstairs, and it's winter and stuff is shrinking, and so the wood is actually making noise. And you can also obviously go to, oh gosh, am I too fast? I mean, too loud. Am I peaking? I'm looking at my level there. I am using a different headset for myself to monitor instead of using my iPod earphones. So if the audio is slightly different, I kind of, based on this headset, I kind of readjusted my audio a little bit also. But if you do not like it, if it's overmodulating or whatever, just let me know. Email me. I'll be happy to tweak it for you. So you can also go to jodong.com and then go to my graphics link. I also do some graphics work on the side. You design, you know, anything from restaurants, logo, menu, to business cards and all that. And of course, you can also go to my cake site. You can go to the cake site by just checking out the cakes that I have made before. I haven't been baking for a long time since I have so many, what you might call it, hobbies that I don't really have time to do all the stuff I like. Shit, am I still recording? Oh, yes, I am. Gosh, I thought that I accidentally hit the stop button, but I did not. Good thing. I am actually multitasking right now. I'm uploading my show to the web for my second show. If you haven't heard, if you understand Hokkien, Hokkien is a Chinese dialect, and I do a show entirely in Hokkien, and specifically Penang-style Hokkien, because I'm from Penang, Malaysia. If you do not know where Malaysia is, or where Penang is, you need to go Google Penang, Malaysia. If you do not know that, it's you should. So go do that. And while I have it right in front of me, I'm going to play the audio comment that was sent in by Oh My Pod, and this is responding to my show 87 about food. So let's take a
Hello,
listen.
Hello, John. This is Peter from the Oh My Pod podcast. Just giving you a call, saying hey, seeing what's up. I listened to show 87, and I thought it was fantastic. I really enjoyed all of your conversations about all the food traditions, and when you talked about the lunar calendar and the different celebrations each month. I knew about some of them. I knew about the moon cakes, because I have friends who celebrate Chinese.
Okay, sorry. I have to interrupt that for a bit. Mooncake. Talking about mooncake, I did not have any mooncake. We just celebrated the mooncake fest. We, meaning Chinese population, generally celebrated the the 8th month, the 15th day of the 8th month is the lunar calendar, that is the mooncake festival. I did not have any mooncake this year. I'm just too busy with life that I didn't go to the grocery store to get Chinese mooncake. I'm so sad.
Chinese New Year and follow the lunar calendar. They are, in fact, Vietnamese, like you said, and I just didn't know about all that. So it was very, very interesting, and I'm really glad to see you had another show, and I'm looking forward to show 88, but I think you know why.
Yes,
and I'm so sorry that I messaged you while you were recording.
It's okay, I'm just giving you a hard time, because I know that you've been listening, so that's why I said that you didn't really give me any... Well, you sort of did, but it wasn't a big deal. I just want to give you a hard time.
I'm very sorry. I hope I didn't
no
throw you off too much. I know how easy
I'm
it is
always
for me
off
to get
anyway.
Thrown off track when I get a message or someone chats me up.
I'm never on track, so I won't be off.
Or whatever. So I just wanted to say hey and say thank you again for being so supportive. And
you're welcome.
I'll talk to you soon.
Good.
Bye.
I love your audio comments, so keep sending them in. Let's see. And I also want to respond to another listener. I was almost going to say customer. Another listener named... let me see, Scott. Almost said the wrong name. You know, I usually just want to use first name because I don't know whether the person wants the first and last name to be read on the show. Excuse me. I had kebabs. I had beef kebabs with onions and red peppers and orange peppers, yellow peppers, and green peppers. Store-bought, sorry. The meat wasn't very good, but because I was busy, you know, I'm a busy guy, and so I went to the grocery store and got the kebab and came home, and George Foreman grilled it. We were supposed to do it outside, but it's getting really cold. Well, not really, but it's getting cold, so I was too comfortable indoor to want to go out in the cold to grill. So I used the George Foreman grill, and I actually, I just got pulled away by my ADD. And we actually made potatoes. Well, I did. I made potatoes and carrots, just oven-baked. It is wonderful. It was so good. So going back to Scott is a listener from, I think, Australia. And Scott wrote in, and I'm trying to see this through my microphone mesh into my computer to read his email. So the first question that he has was that, let's see. He asked me if I can tell him who the artist is, or what the music is for my opening theme song. So as some of you, maybe most of you might have heard. Now, Scott, if you're still listening to the show, since it took me like how long to respond to you? Let me see when this email was sent. October 20th. What? Oh, so it wasn't too long ago. Yeah, okay. So it was October 20th that I received this email from Scott. Maybe you sent me another email earlier. No. Or did... No, I sent you an email on October 22nd answering some of your questions. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But so, Scott, if you're still listening, you... the song that you heard, I also emailed you. The song that you heard is called Langit Biru or Langit Biru Kita. You can find out more information about the song if you go to johnon.com and click on the singing tab. And then on the left-hand side, there's a demo. Now, the reason why it's on my side is because this singer or the artist that you were mentioning was actually me. I actually recorded the bass track. For those of you who know little bit or know a lot about music, you know that audio track can be the vocal track by itself and then get mixed into the bass track of all the other instruments, drums and orchestration, blah blah blah, all these other instruments put together, and that's the bass track without the it's just chords, progression of chords. And I got the bass track. So the interesting thing is, I got that bass track from a Japanese guy, and you've probably heard the story 10,000 times already. I've got this from a Japanese guy, and the chords are there, but there's no melody. So he actually has already written the song based on that bass track that has an entirely different approach and different interpretation and different melody entirely. So it sounded like an exact separate song, except for the bass track is exactly the same. The audio, the instrumentation, blah, blah, everything is the same. The chords and the instrumentation are the same, except for the melody. So I was inspired by the tunes. It's very happy, perky, and kind of very me. And I also like Sheila Majid. Also, Sheila Majid is a Malaysian singer that I love, love, love. I would love to be able to do a duet with her. If somebody out there who knows Sheila Majid, please let Sheila Majid know that I am a big fan and I want to interview her and I want to talk to her and I want to sing with her. So I dream on. And so you never know. And so that is why I was inspired by that song and I wrote a song. I don't know why the song came to me in Malay, even though I'm actually ethnically Chinese. I study Malay. Malay is our Malaysian national language, so I studied it, being away from it for so long, and all these words just pop, 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 and came up in my head, and I actually have to quickly record it down because I'm not a musician. I'm just really a vocalist, so I'm not really good at writing down music. In fact, I don't know much about music. I know kind of how to read music, learn new song and all that, but I don't really know how to write it down, blah, blah, blah. If I do, it will probably take me 10,000 years. So what I did was I quickly come back with the tune still fresh in my head. I recorded it. So I record it on my iRiver and just quickly sing the tune out, and then I go back and play all the... work out all the little kinks there, words that doesn't quite fit in this phrase, so I have to redo that. So I quickly do that. So I'm very happy with that song, and I'm glad that I have that song because podcast came about, and most of you know, you cannot use any copyrighted song without any permission. Even if you have the permission from somebody, let's say if you get permission from Madonna to use your song, then you have to go through the recording company, BMI, ASCAP, and all that to pay to make your annual payment or whatever payment that you do in order to legally play the music on the computer online. So I'm glad that I have that song to play. So that was his first question. So I hope that answers your question, Scott. That is actually me singing, and you can download that on johnon.com. Click on the singing tab and then just go in and download that song and enjoy it. Enjoy it as much as you can because it's my song. You can download it. And I don't make any money out of it. But of course, there's also the donation tab on my website that you can go to. You can go to onlinepodcast.com, and on the right hand side, if you scroll down, there's a two little money dollar sign, dollar bill thingy icon there, and you can click on it and donate money. It doesn't matter how much it is, and I try not to mention too much about it, but I just want to let you know that it's available for you if you choose, and if you really enjoy the show, and if you want to support the show, $5, $1, I'll be happy to take it. Because, you know, you do have to pay, you meaning all these podcasters out there, we actually have to pay their server fee, blah, 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 we have to pay the hosting fee and all that. But of course, we do it out of our own passion for podcasting. So it's not a must, but if you do have a few extra bucks, you can donate for me, obviously. And of course, you also if you like the song Langit Biru Kita and you feel like that's worth the 50 cents, donate 50 cents for me. So I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to really irritate people with donating. Now, you realize that I've never, ever, 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 even since my first episode, ask you to go to whatever podcast alley or something to donate, vote for me, because I don't think that's important for me. I would love to have more audience, but I don't really have to, but I would love to have more audience. Obviously, if you like the show, go tell your friends, and that's how the show gets spread around, not necessarily through going through the voting system. Then you get voted really high on the ranking, and then you're like, oh, I'm top 50, and then people go through the top 50 to pick a show to listen to. I would rather it being something that you would recommend to your friends because you think that your friends would love those kind of show, and then they become listeners. And I would love for that to happen. So if you want to, if you don't want to donate, just recommend my show to your friend. And as I'm improving the audio quality, as you hopefully would actually be able to tell, I am in the studio. There's a whole lot of new setup that I have right now to improve the audio quality, because I think there's so much content out there. There's so many podcasts out there that I think no matter how good your content is, if the sound of the audio quality is so irritatingly bad, people would move on to a different podcast because they just cannot stand the audio quality. And that said, Scott also has asked me, he told me that he's interested in producing his own podcast as well, which is good. We love more podcasts. And he was asking if there's any, if I can do or I can point, give info on my website or point him to the right direction to where he can find out about podcasting or how to do a podcast himself. Now, I'm too lazy and I'm too busy. And when I say I'm busy, I'm like 7 jobs busy, okay? So I'm very busy, so I don't think I'll be able to find any more time to actually do the research to actually produce a quality show about podcasting. But this is who I'm going to recommend to you. Go to podcast411.com, and it's numbers, podcast411. So it's podcast411. I'm kidding. That's in Malay. Podcast number 411, okay? Podcast411.com. Do you have that now down now? Podcast411.com. I have actually met this person who produced the podcast 411 several times. He's in the same city that I'm in, so we go out and meet once a month for all the podcasters. We have a special a podcast meetup every month, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I've actually requested off on that Saturday so that I can go to the podcast meeting. And so he was also asking me to see if I can take some pictures for my audio equipment. Now, I do plan to do that. I'm just too disorganized to do that. Is that a word, disorganized? Yeah. Unorganized? Disorganized. I'm actually too disorganized to actually go about doing that. So when I get my act straight, I will do that for you. So thank you again for listening, Scott, and I hope you're still listening, and I hope that answers your questions. And then I also have a question from, let me see. Is that it? Oh, gosh, it's so noisy up there. I actually received an email from... Have I played this voice message yet? This is a voice message from the 12th. I've probably played this already. Oh gosh, I'm so disorganized. Let me see.
Hey John, this is your friend Jeff. Hey, I just started getting into your podcast.
Oh yes, this is I needed to play that. I forgot to say this last time. I've played this message, but remember I asked you guys, was that Joe's friend Jeff, or what is he talking about? I couldn't quite figure it out. I'm gonna play that back for you again.
This is your friend Jeff. Hey.
Now he says, "This is your friend Jeff."
Hey John, this is your friend Jeff. Hey, I just started getting into your podcast. This is so cool.
Okay, so Jeff is actually somebody I know really well. Oh my god, I feel so stupid. He emailed me and he said, "Oh my gosh, I'm rolling on the floor laughing." Well, I didn't really say that, but he said he laughed so hard because I was saying, "Who is this person? Joe's friend Jeff?" No, it's your friend Jeff. So, hi Jeff, if you're listening. Oh, thank you for calling. Oh shit. I forget stuff, you know, because I have 7 jobs. Jeff, I'm so sorry. Now, if I'm going to try to call you tomorrow, if maybe you get this message before I call you. Jeff called me. He said that he just have this thing in his head that, oh, I need to call John on Friday. And so he did. And on the very day that I forgot my cell phone, so I left the cell phone at home, and then I think I went to work or something like that. Maybe it didn't work, but anyway. And I didn't get to call you back. And Saturday I was supposed to. We went out and I forgot. I'm so sorry. Everything is fine. I'm doing totally okay. Maybe I was thinking of you because I was thinking of this message that I kept saying that I need to go back to the show and actually mention that again. So that was actually my friend.
And since I don't have a lot of time at work, I just want to let you know all the ones that you record when you're driving to work, I download into my PDA because I don't have an iPod, and I listen to them on my way home from work, and it's pretty cool. I'm really glad you're doing this, and I hope you have a great time, and I'm looking forward to hearing your other ones. So I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That was my friend Jeff. My good friend Jeff. Can you imagine that? Because I wasn't expecting. I can see the phone number. I mean, I can see the phone number. It's kind of local. That's why I said, "Are you Joe's friend, Jeff?" Oh, goodness. That is so embarrassing. Because I can tell. I couldn't tell it was him because I wasn't expecting a friend to call into my comment line. And of course, he said that, you know, "I'm your friend, Jeff." But I was like, "Joe's friend, Jeff?" But anyway, that is just itchy ear. Oh my goodness, I just wasted a bunch of time now talking about crap. But, responding to your email. And I really like that. Keep that coming. I am planning on maybe go back into doing some of the On the Road show, because I do kind of miss that kind of sound and environment. So I'll probably be doing that for your Thursday show. One thing that I want to talk about, or at least tell you, is this weekend we were going through some adventure looking for kitty litter box. We have two cats right now. Four weeks ago, we only have one cat, Taj. Dash is actually French, Dash, D-A-C-H-E. Dash means spot or dirt. And because, you know, she's got a little white speck on her face when we adopted her. And for maybe about a year and a half, 2 years now, she's 2.5 years old. And we thought that it's probably about time to get a new kitten. And so we went to the pet store and adopted this cute, sweet little boy named Chai. Of course, he was named Jasper, but some of you have actually seen Chai already, because he's been featured on both my video podcasts. If you haven't checked out my video podcast, you can actually go back to iTunes or whatever, download the video podcasts. I've only done two. I don't feel like I need to do more than that. I don't really want to do it unnecessarily, and when I'm doing it, I actually have something to show you visually. So if I don't have anything to show you, I probably won't do a video podcast, because I really like the beauty of the audio medium. So we went out, we got two kittens, right? And we have two litter box all along, and we have a manual a regular box, litter box, and we also have an automatic litter box. And the automatic litter box, on Friday, I stepped down from upstairs and I heard this grr, 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 grr noise, and I went downstairs. It's broken. It's not supposed to, because it's I think it's like barely 4 months old, and so I called I turned it off. I have to hand scoop all the wonderful treasure that the two cats left me, and I scooped them all up and put them away, and then called at work the kitty litter company, the maker, and they said, oh, okay, we're so sorry about that. We'll send you a new one. Oh, this is what you need to do. You need to go back and, you know, open up the thing. Who knew a litter box actually has a logic board? I actually have it in my hand here, because I put it in an envelope. I'm trying to get it sent out tomorrow. And then just write a check for shipping, $10, and then, snip on the cable that connected the rake and blah, blah, blah. And send that in, and they will send me a new one, which is wonderful. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. And while this thing is broken, that reminds me, I need to go scoop the poop later. I was already planning on getting a second automatic one, because now that we have a second cat. And while we are away, it's actually nice to have two automatic ones, so that you can at least keep the litter box relatively clean. And we have one that is not automatic, so whatever poop in there, it's going to be waiting for us until we come home and scoop it, right? So I thought maybe we'll get a second one. I actually thought of that before the first one got broken. So, okay, perfect. Now we have two manual ones. Even the automatic one is not working like it should. So I called the blah, 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 the company, get the, the replacement is coming on its way after I send this thing in. On Saturday, we decided to go out the pet shop to... Hello? Boy, are you there? Where are you? Are you here? My cat is here. Hang on a second. Are you here? You want to come in? Hey, sweetie pie, you talk to daddy? Daddy's doing a show. Hey, sweetie pie. That's Chai talking there. Want to come say hi, baby? Oh, little boy. He's so cute. So we went out and got a kitty litter. Oh my God, it's approaching 30 minutes. We went out and got a kitty litter, a new box, and it was a pretty good prize. It was, after all the discount and the coupons and stuff, it was still about $150. But, you know, we like it, as long as it doesn't break. So let's hope it doesn't. And so that's that. And let me see. So that's the weekend adventure. And then I worked on Sunday, so it was a pleasant day. It's getting really cold now too, and then the night is getting shorter and shorter because it's fall and it's gonna get into winter pretty soon. I'm cold, and you know the gas bill is gonna be high, so we're really stingy at home. We're trying to set temperature to be like 65 and 68 for the most, and I've been really cold at home, and I've been wearing sweaters, long pajama bottoms and all that. Actually, since I have stuff to show you, I have my pajama bottoms, and, well, not that you want to see me in my pajama bottoms, but, hello, little boy. I actually bought something really cute. My boyfriend actually showed to me, at Target. It was really cute, and, hello, kitty. It was really cute, and, I just have to show that to you. Oh, that's, you know, I have an excuse then to do another video podcast. And, for those of you who want to check that out, maybe you can come back on. I probably will post it on like Tuesday or Wednesday. You will know what I mean. It's really cool and it fits perfectly with my podcast. So, you have to come back and check out the thingy. The stuff that I'll be showing you on my video podcast next. And I'll probably show you the little boy too, now that he's in my room, he's jumping around, so cute. And I will see you on my next show, okay? And thank you for downloading the show. Thank you for listening. Please go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and leave me comments or call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN or email me online@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Don't forget to smile.